This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And we're asking you, basically, you know, have you had any concerns about unemployment over the course of the MCO period? Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, we are running a poll. You can also, you know, drop us a message, 018-789-8899. You can remain anonymous if you want to. Just you know, talk to us about some of the concerns you've had. Also, maybe share a nightmare that you've probably had. And, you know, Audrey won't feel so alone, you know, dreaming about losing the job. You know, that's a scary thing, and that's because we have conversations with people who probably have, you know, real legitimate concerns and have gone through bad experiences. Mm. And you know, we feel for it because we are probably going through the same thing. Mm.
Now, looking at some of the stats from that Ipsos study, it also said that back in May 2019, 39% of the respondents were actually already had concerns about unemployment. That's why we are now at like 43% in the month of May 2020, because now it's gotten more real for us. Yeah. But even last year,
it was high still.
It was already quite high to think about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Anyways, you know, get in touch again, 018-789-8899. And, you know, we'll get through your comments as we go along to the show.
Yeah. So now our next story is actually about how brands across the world are actually taking a stand against racial injustice. Now, over the past few days, brands like Nike, Ben & Jerry's, L'Oreal, they're among some of the corporates that have taken a stand on racial injustice and police violence following on from the death of George Floyd. Now, this is following a long, painful history of Black Americans losing their lives while in police custody. The death of George Floyd in Minnesota last week, it's incited a very pained response across America. Now, for days, the country has erupted in protests. Many citizens are physically retaliating against institutional racism. And at this time, the response from brands has been largely, I think you could say, tepid, with most of them actually hesitant to enter into, maybe they feel like it's political territory and they don't want to say anything at this time. But some advertisers were, they did the opposite. They were very quick to react and they kind of, they've made a public stance on how they, how the brands feel about racial injustice and police violence. So I'm just going to name a few here. Mm. There was Ben & Jerry's that I mentioned earlier. Mm. They took to Twitter as early as May 27, just a couple of days after George Floyd passed away. And they shared their heartbreak and they expressed their support to the Black Lives Matter movement. And they said that they previously did this as well, like 4 years ago when there was the unrest in Ferguson, when Michael Brown was shot dead by the police. And they, in this response last week, they said that things are just as relevant 4 years on. Nothing much has changed. Yeah. Nike is not one to shy away from standing up to racism. Mm. They had an ad featuring American football player Colin Kaepernick kneeling, you know, and that also set a precedent for brands. So true to form, over the weekend, Nike delivered once again, and they turned their tagline, their iconic tagline of just do it into for once, don't do it. Now, I found that very powerful. Adidas, the longtime rival of Nike, they actually shared Nike's Twitter post commenting that together is how we move forward. Together is how we make change. So for the big guns who are longtime rivals like Nike and Adidas to actually join hands to do this together, that says a lot as well. There was also L'Oreal Paris who took to social media to share the message, speaking out is worth it. You know, their tagline is also because you're worth it. Netflix, they garnered like 1 million likes immediately for their post that said, you know, to be silent is to be complicit, Black Lives Matter. Facebook took to the platform to announce that they were donating $10 million to groups working on racial injustice. Disney also shared messages of support on Twitter that stands against racism. Twitter themselves changed their profile image to a black and white version of its logo, accompanied by the hashtag Black Lives Matter. Google added a supportive message under their search bar that read, we stand in support of racial equality and all those who search for it. Thought that was quite good as well. And then, of course, was Nickelodeon. Now, I just found out about this a couple of hours ago, thanks to Christine. Mm. And they aired a video for 8 minutes and 46 seconds with just the title, I Can't Breathe. So it's a black screen. The video went on for 8 minutes, 46 seconds, which is actually the time that George Floyd was in police custody before he passed on, right? And it's just a black background with the words, I can't breathe, and you can actually hear someone breathing in the background. Now, this was aired on the Nickelodeon Kids channel, and at the end of the video, there was a text to call and say, join the Color of Change organization. Now, social media had a number of reactions to the video. Mm. You know, some people were not happy with it. Some expressed concern that the video was not helpful for children and might be seen as scary, but others suggested that it's actually quite, this video was a helpful tool to get the conversation going about injustice, because your kids are going to come to the parents what is this and why is this going on, and then maybe this is the time to educate them and start young, to teach them about things. But
that's quite scary though on a kid's channel, right?
So, you know, it's this kind of things that brands are doing. They're putting it out there that they are standing against racial injustice and police brutality and all that. But, like, does this really contribute to real change? You know, are these hashtags and are these social media posts, you know, are these things actually going to make a difference? Can brands actually influence people to make that change in their lives? So that is the question here.
Yeah, I think, you know, to a certain degree, some would also say that some of these brands are probably, you know, riding on this wave.
Just getting on the bandwagon.
And you know, I think, you know, many individuals have probably done that as well. But I think at the end of the day, it's, you know, if you take a stance on this, is you're taking a stance against inequality and you don't like that and you don't want it to happen. And it's good to see that, you know, brands are actually stepping up, because just like what Nickelodeon did, is creating that awareness and educating, because it's not going to be fixed in a matter of days or weeks or years. It's going to take, you know, a decade or even longer than that. What's happening in America is because of something that, you know, of their history, which is hundreds and hundreds of years, that came from, you know, slavery days, right? And, you know, ever since, I think, you know, what we were discussing during the break, Martin Luther King's speech in
1963. His dream has not been.
And, you know, it's a message that is now being, you know, shared again, right? So why is a message in 1963 still so relevant in the year 2020? It shouldn't be the case, right? So at least, you know, these brands have now really stepped up their game and done this, and, you know, and then put that question out where people are asking, you know, why? Like, you know, what's this all about? Kids, right? Asking this. And then hopefully when they grow up, you know, they will be able to then share the knowledge and the experiences that, you know, they had when they were growing up. And then it passes down. And then hopefully, you know, in generations to come, you know, we will be all, you know, equal as one, right? Mm-hmm. So for now, though, it is, you know, it's Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, I was just reading this. This was something that I was going around, I guess, with IBM, right, with the employees, and it's embrace, right, in the bracket race, right? Just want to read it. I pledge not to remain silent. I pledge to better understand the Black experience. I pledge to fully embrace race, ethnicity with empathy. I pledge to demonstrate equality through action. I pledge to create safe spaces to speak out. I pledge to be an upstander in every environment. I pledge to become an ally. I think when companies do that, that it is an important message, whether it's marketing spiel, but if that's something that's what you want to put out there, I think it is important.
No, what is important when organizations put something like this out is they're actually creating a check. You know, you may have people in your organization who are racist, but you're putting it out there that this is unacceptable in your organization. Yeah. And then at least you're standing as it makes these brands stand as allies to the cause, you know, to the Black Lives Matter cause or any other cause. And I think it's another thing that needs to be said is consumers are actually savvy today, that they know that you're just posting this hashtag because you're just getting on the bandwagon. Does your brand truly embrace this cause? Yes. You know, that's something that consumers can now peel away very easily. And, you know, we're not going to be fooled. We know when you're jumping on the bandwagon and when you're saying this for real. So The other thing that I think analysts are saying that brands can do other than just going on social media and pledging support is to actually donate to causes that that help pursue, you know, like if it's the Black Lives Matter movement and things like that. And also, you know, have a relationship with the Black community. This is especially in the US, like some brands like Ben & Jerry's, Netflix, American Express, their messages are more heavily weighted because they have a strong relationship with the Black community. So that says a lot as well. So I guess it doesn't just come down to what you post on social media or you know, what hashtags that you post on your or the kind of things that you say to your organization. Also, it also comes down to action.
And you know, it's a great time to educate yourself about what's going on there, and you know how we can also maybe you know help out and play our part for this cause, right? Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram. We're running a poll. We're asking you: did you have any concerns over unemployment or over the cost of the MCO period? Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.